Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pokemon World Tour Anime Edition. I am Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 7 of the Pokemon anime. It is called The Water Flowers of Cerulean City.
Correct. It aired in Japan, May 13th, 1997, over here in the good old America, September 16th, 1998. The Japanese title is The Underwater Flowers of Hanada City.
Hanada.
So I guess Hanada is cerulean.
Or something. I don't know if the convention is the same.
If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of the Pokemon anime, and then we come back and we talk about it. You can follow along. It's on Netflix. And on DVD? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on several different kinds of DVD, so you should be able to find it some way.
Prepare for trouble.
And make it double. And we're back. We just watched The Water Flowers of Cerulean City, and it was nice. It was so funny.
We were just laughing.
It was so funny the whole time.
I didn't take notes like on the battles. I just wrote what they were because I wanted to watch them.
Yeah.
And I think that'll make them easier to talk about, too.
All right. So you want to just jump right in and do the where you can find us at the end? Is that how we do these?
I think so.
Okay.
We start off with a, I don't want to say flashback. What is the word?
A recap.
A recap. Thank you. Of pretty much everything that's happened up to this point. Ash catching a Pokemon, sleeping in the forest, fighting Brock, now we're here.
Being called a loser.
Definitely being called a loser on a sign.
From Gary. And it has Gary saying it, which he did not in the last episode.
No, it's a weird voiceover too. It's definitely the same voice actor, but they're doing the voice different. There's a lot of voices being a little different this episode.
Yes, there's also
which is weird.
There's also some voices that are just straight up hilarious.
Because Brock sounds weird, but they haven't gone full crazy with him yet.
Right.
Ash sounds a little weird at points.
They haven't really settled into that. He still needs to settle,
yeah.
I think. Misty sounds fine to me.
She does.
Spoilers, Team Rocket's in it, and they sound fine too.
Some point during the recap, I think right at the beginning, the narrator says that Ash is on a journey, and he is gaining skills and knowledge.
I don't think he's gaining either of those things.
No. He does gain, like, one tiny bit of knowledge that we'll talk about.
Okay.
He retained one thing
one
so far.
One knowledge.
Then after the recap, we cut to Ash and Brock and Pikachu. They're walking. Brock's voice sounds weird, like I said. They're just kind of like chatting. I don't know exactly what they're talking about.
They're talking about going to Cerulean, I think.
Yeah.
Misty's not here.
No, she is like way behind them. She runs up over the hill and is like, hey, hold on.
She's like, hey, why don't instead we go to not Cerulean City?
She was chasing them out of Pewter City. They all got to Mount Moon together. They all left Mount Moon together.
Ash took off when he saw the Gary sign that Gary wrote.
That's right.
But that was just Ash. Like, Brock didn't chase after him.
No.
This has to be, like, days later.
Yeah, because Ash is not running anymore.
Yeah.
It's weird, because she catches up to them and is like, hey, where are you going? And Ash is like, we're going to go to Cerulean City so I can get a gym badge.
I guess
and she,
maybe,
like, she freaks. As soon as he says Cerulean City, she, like, freaks out.
Yeah, she's like, no.
So she starts saying, like, a bunch of reasons not to go there. One of them is just, it's full of spooky, scary ghost Pokemon. And she makes this, like, they all look like this, and like makes a weird goofy
face. Yeah, she
like
pulls her mouth and eyes together. Yeah.
And we just hang on it for a second from a side shot.
Yeah, because it shows like a spooky view, like right up in her face. Then it cuts to like the side of her and Ash. Ash just like staring at her for like a solid 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's long. And then he laughs. He's like, no, we're going.
Yeah, she tries to convince him to go to Vermilion after that.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's so nice. There's a little park that you can go to. It's all romantic.
It's a beautiful sunrise.
So then Ash just goes, yeah, let's go. To Cerulean City.
To Cerulean. She's like, ugh. So then they get there. Do we cut right to there?
Pretty much.
So we cut there, and Misty's gone again.
Well, before we go into Cerulean, we cut real quick to Team Rocket popping out of an air duct. So James pokes out first and says, coast is clear. And then Jesse pops out and says, nothing to fear. And then Meowth pops out and says, no one's here.
Yeah, it's
I don't know
really
why they're... They're rhyming?
It's really lame. It's really
it's
lame.
Really I kind of like how lame they are.
Well, that makes one of us. Yeah, it's just, it's very weird and it's kind of lame. But it's early Team Rocket,
yeah.
So they haven't, again, like they haven't figured everybody out yet.
No, like every character just evolves into this crazy caricature of what they are right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous, just like how different Brock is later.
Yeah, like, because he talks to Officer Jenny.
He does.
At some point, and he's just like, oh, well, I think that we should go on a date. Maybe,
yeah,
you
he's,
know.
Like, fine about it.
Yeah, but later he's like, please love me.
So they're in a dark room, you can tell, because everything is blue.
Right.
And they're like, yes, we found it. The thing that we needed to get all the Pokemon. And it's just like a big dryer hose hooked up to some kind of machine.
Yeah.
That's all we get. We cut away from that to the outside of the city, where Ash and Brock are like, oh, we made it. And they look back and Misty's gone.
She's gone. She dipped. She wants no part of this place.
And Brock's just like, yeah, she really didn't want to come. Let's go.
Okay. So they go into town and then they go to the vacuum store or the water pump store or whatever it's called.
The sign on the front of it just reads machine shop.
Oh, the machine shop.
Where you get your machines at.
Get your machine parts that you have to get in the pool later. And he goes up and he's like, you know, oh, I wonder what happened here. And he asks some guy, and he's like, oh, someone, there's a burglary. And they're like, oh, a burglary. Oh, that's bad. And then Officer Jenny comes up and is like, yeah, huh? New person?
Yeah, what do you know about burglars?
And they're like, oh, Officer Jenny, I thought you must have made it from Viridian. She's like, oh, you're talking about my sister-in-law. My identical sister-in-law. That's not how that works. That's not how that works at all.
She is immediately accusatory of them and says, you guys probably burgled the place.
Yeah, because the criminal always returns to the scene of the crime.
She just straight up wants to arrest them.
I love Officer Jenny so much.
Because she's like, how do you know my sister? Maybe you asked for directions or some other regular thing.
Returned a wallet that you found. Or maybe you escaped from jail.
She like holds handcuffs yeah. out into their face. And Ash just holds up Dexter, is like, maybe this will help. And this is the one bit of knowledge that he remembered, is that you can show a police officer your Pokedex and they will let you go.
Here's the thing about this, like, this doesn't remove culpability.
No, this just tells you that he's Ash Ketchum.
He's like, I'm Ash Ketchum. And then Brock is even worse. He's like, and I was the Pewter City gym trainer. And he holds up a badge, but like, dude, Ash also has a badge.
Yeah, I also was the Pewter City gym leader. See, I have the badge.
Yes, me too. We're all the Pewter. Anyone who beat the gym leader is the gym leader? Is that how that works? I don't think so.
It works. Officer Jenny's like, that's proof enough for me.
Right, good enough.
Puts her handcuffs away. And this is where Brock is like, hey, maybe you and I'm new in town, so maybe you and I should go out. You can show me around. And then Jenny is like, oh, I get off past your bedtime, yeah. little boy.
I never thought of Brock as like anyone looking even a little young.
No.
But I guess maybe he's like 20. He doesn't have a baby face or anything. He has a very square jaw. And yeah. like, you know, it's not like Ash where you're like, oh, you're a child.
It's because like he's hanging out with a 10-year-old.
Maybe. And she wanted to let him down easy, but that's not how Jenny do.
But he's very polite and not gross about asking this first lady out.
Right.
So we'll see. I hope he just like deteriorates into this desperate, please love me.
Oh, that's what he does. I know it.
Instead of just next time, just being that.
Right. Yeah. It's gradual. That's what I hope. But I know eventually it ends up there.
We cut to later when Ash and Brock are just chilling on a bench talking about the gym. And Ash is like, hey, can you give me any inside information on the gym leader here? I want to know what kind of Pokemon he has so I could be ready to battle him.
Brock says nothing about that. Did he say his or I know what the special move is?
Yeah.
Ash's like, oh, what is it? Brock's like, can't tell you. I'm a gym leader and we are sworn to, we took an oath.
I can't tell you because of respect. And Ash is like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I get it.
I get it.
Except Brock, you're not a gym leader anymore.
No, but like still that respect for gym leaders is there.
I guess. And then they go to leave and Ash is like, oh, aren't you going to the gym? And Brock's like, no, I have stuff to take care of. Ash is like, what? And he's like, just things.
Just
get
stuff.
Off my back, man.
He literally says, just stuff, and just walks away. And Ash is like, all right.
What kind of stuff is Brock doing?
I don't know. We never find out.
Here's my theory.
He just comes back at the end.
Here's
and
they're
my like,
theory. Hey, what's up? Because he makes like Pokemon snacks for each individual Pokemon.
Yeah.
Right? I'm thinking he's off getting some like black market ingredients. It's like it's not illegal, maybe necessarily.
I hope he's not just following Jenny around.
But it's shady. Oh, that's the other possibility. It's him being a creepo.
So Ash is walking around. He's like, hey, where is this gym anyway? Just rounds a corner and there's this big like circus tent looking thing with a dugong on the front.
With a giant dugong. It's like Cerulean Gym. So he goes in and it goes to this like Olympic diving pool first off. And then he's like, oh, I thought this was a gym. And these three girls are up at the top and they're like, welcome to Sensational Sisters.
Yeah, there's a huge crowd of people. This is like a huge to-do.
Yeah, an event.
They dive into the pool, and some synchronized swimming happens.
Yep.
Pikachu either loves the swimming or the babes,
or
both.
Super into the babes. Or, yeah, it can appreciate the sport, but also is a fan of the view.
Ash is confused. He's just like, I thought this was a Pokemon gym. He gets, like, bummed and walks around the rest of it. So underneath the pool, I think this is, like, a floor underneath.
Probably.
Is an aquarium.
Yeah.
So he's down there walking around like, how can this even be a Pokemon gym? But then, like, in the distance down the hallway, you just hear like, oh my god, dude, that's so good out there.
Thank you. I think I dove real well today. One of them says, Daisy, your dive was so perfect.
Thank you.
And he's like, oh, thank you. Daisy's the least valley girl. The pink hair. We don't find the other two's name.
The blonde one is the most valley girl, or at least the weirdest accent.
The pink haired one is the most valley girl. The blonde one definitely has the weirdest accent, yeah. Though. I don't know what it is, but it's not exactly a valley girl. And then the blue haired one is a middle ground between the two. But Ash goes up to them and they're like, hey, do you know where I can find a gym leader?
Yeah, and they're just like, if you want an autograph, you have to go through our manager.
Yeah, we don't sign autographs.
I'm going to keep doing the voice. I hope you guys
I love the way Daisy talks.
It's great.
Am so obsessed with her wacky accent.
So Ash is like, I don't want an autograph or a picture or anything. I just want a gym badge. I'm here to fight the gym trainer. Do you know where he is? And they're like, oh, you're looking at him. It's us. We're the gym trainers here.
We're the Pokemon gym trainers. And then it like does this weird zoom in maneuver real quick. And then they're in like the pool area.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're the gym trainers, but we don't want to fight right now.
Yeah. Ash is like, yeah, let's battle. And they're like, no, we just got beat like 3 times from trainers from Pallet. We had to rush all our Pokemon to the Pokemon Center.
All our Pokemon to the Pokemon Center. It is adorable how
crazy
they
hit there. Pokemon Center. Yeah. This is Blondie. Whichever one Blondie is.
That's Daisy.
That's Daisy.
I'm Daisy.
The way she hits Pokemon Center is just so good.
Then the pink one throws a lot of likes and like her voice modulates a lot. And like I said, the blue's like a nice middle ground. But like Daisy just like says Pokemon. So weird.
She does. It's never the same way twice.
It's like the actress has never read the word before. Like the voice actress, this is the first time she's ever coming in contact with Pokemon. And I was like, well, this is only episode 7.
But also like every time she says it is the first time she's ever read.
Yeah. So it's amazing.
So all they have left is a Goldeen and they send it out and just flops on the ground.
And like if it was a Seaking, it could do anything, but it's not, so it can't.
So that... Then Seal swims up and just goes, Seal?
Seal?
Sticks its tongue out. Seal is the MVP of this episode. I know that's not a thing we do here.
If I'm throwing an MVP, I gotta give it to my boy Starmie.
Staryu.
He's the greatest. I love him so much.
He does have one real goofy, cool moment. Yeah, I love it. But Seal is just over the top goofy. Sticks his goofy tongue out. There's a Cascade badge on it. Daisy's like, here, you can just have it.
You just have it.
And then from the back, we just hear, no, I'll battle him if you won't. And it's Misty in the bleachers.
And she like does this like giant leap. Because Ash was like, I wanted to earn it. And they're like, just take it. Whatever. Who cares? And he's like, right, I guess I got my last one. So I'm like, sure. And
then at least he did battle.
Yes. And this time he did refuse at first, but then it was like, whatever. But then, yeah, Misty's like, no, sir.
Then all of her sisters just like make fun of her, basically call her ugly.
Yeah, they're like, you're the ugly and stupid one.
We got all the talent. You didn't get anything.
You're the ugly, stupid, and lazy one. And she's like, hey, shut up. I just left because I wanted to do Pokemon stuff.
She's the fourth sensational sister.
Misty sensational.
There's Daisy sensational, Misty sensational, and the other two sensational sisters who remain nameless.
Okay, let's make up some names for them. So Daisy, Misty, it's got to end in an E. So there's Daisy. The blue one is Barbie.
Barbie sensational.
Barbie sensational. And then the pink one is Karen. Karen sensational. No, I feel like if anyone was going to be the odd one, it would be Misty.
Yeah. Emily sensational?
Emmy sensational. Emmy sensational,
okay.
Yeah.
So there's Barbie sensational is the blue-haired one, and Emmy sensational is Super Valley Girl pink hair.
And then Misty sensational is the black sheep of the family. She doesn't like synchronized swimming, I guess. I don't know.
No, she wants out of the sensational business. She left to be a trainer, and they're like, I guess you came back because you did, like, bad.
You did, like, real bad out there, huh?
She's like, no, shut up. This loser owes me a bike. And then we just, like, cut to them in the pool on some platforms.
She's like, I'll battle him, and I'll show you that I'm not a lazy, ugly, worthless trainer or whatever.
Yeah.
Basically, I'll beat him, and I'll prove that I'm good.
They're on the platforms, floating in the pool. They do some bantering back and forth. Misty's like, I was going to wait until you paid me for my bike to beat you up, but I guess I'll do it now.
Yeah, I don't know how that makes any sense. I feel like the opposite would have been true. Would have been better, but whatever.
And then Ash is like, yeah, well, I'm going to win. So 2-on-2, good for you. And Misty's like, yeah, I like that, because that's the Pokemon League rules.
The official rules, 2-on-2 battle. So Ash is like, all right, Pikachu, let's go. Just picks Pikachu up like a baseball.
Grabs Pikachu, goes to chuck him. But Pikachu does not let him.
No.
Just like grips onto his arm. And we should point out now that every time Misty pops back up, Pikachu gets super excited.
Yes, Pikachu loves Misty.
Yeah.
Pikachu is super a fan of Misty. And so, yeah, he throws him and his hand goes out of screen and then it just pans over a little bit and it's just Pikachu like holding on for dear life. Like, no, I'm not going to do it.
So Ash puts him down. He's like, you don't want to fight Misty? And Pikachu's like, cha! Cha, bro! And then Ash is like, I respect that. You don't want to fight your friend.
You don't
want to
fight your friend. I get it.
So Ash's first choice is Butterfree, which I really like because Misty was a jerk to that thing.
So, and also she doesn't like bugs, so you're going to freak her out a little bit.
Yeah. And then Misty sends out Staryu and they have a pretty good battle. Ash hits Stun Spore on Staryu, who gets like, oh no, I can't move. Because of this powder.
And Misty's like, hey, just fall in the water. It'll wash off.
Jumps in the water, washes off, comes back out. Ash tries Sleep Powder. And as it starts to hit Staryu, it does the same thing. Jumps in the water.
So
comes
he keeps washing
out.
Every time Staryu talks, he goes, ha!
When he jumps in from the sleep powder, he jumps back out with his arms up.
Yeah, he's like flexing.
And he's like, ha!
Ha! I love him. I love him so much.
He's like, I'm the coolest.
He doesn't even try to say Staryu. It's great. He just, ha!
While they're battling, we just go over to the side of the pool where the Sensational Sisters and Seal are watching. And Seal's hanging over the edge, just clapping, going, Seal? Seal? Seal?
I love violence. Yeah.
The Sensational Sisters are like, who are you even cheering for? We never find out.
Seal's like, I don't care. I just want blood.
So now Staryu is underwater, and Misty's like, tackle Butterfree from underwater. So it keeps launching out at Butterfree.
Butterfree like dodges a couple of them, but then like it gets it just like beamed right in the head.
Yeah.
And then it can't recover from there. And
well, it goes into the water because Misty's strategy is get Butterfree in the water and then I beat it. It's done.
Right.
Butterfree lands in the pool at some point and Ash calls it back and sends out your boy Pudgeotto.
Oh yeah.
And even though Staryu is fine, Misty switches out to Starmie.
Right. So I feel like it's one-on-one, but you do 2 one-on-ones, and then maybe a third if there's a tie?
Yeah, if they switch, you have to switch?
I don't know what these rules are. The rules are complicated.
Or if you switch out, that Pokemon is out.
It's gone. You lose that Pokemon. I don't like that at all. That's not how I would play.
I do like the battles, though. They're a lot of fun
to watch. They are, yeah. And then so it's Pudgeotto versus Starmie.
Which comes out and just goes like, whatever.
And then like it starts spinning and like flipping around and stuff.
Yeah, Pudge goes to tackle it, but it uses a counterattack, which like it's not a Pokemon move. Misty just told it to counter
the attack, yeah.
And I think it's trying to do the same thing and just like get in the water and attack Pudge from underneath.
Yeah, Pudge ends up gusting it into a wall though.
Yes, and it slides down the wall and its core is blinking. And we get like a split screen of Starmie starting to fade out and Misty going, oh no, Starmie's energy is about to deplete.
Like it's a robot? Like she plugs it in at night?
We don't get any resolution to that because the wall breaks down and Team Rocket rolls in on like a train steamroller.
Yeah, it's like a tank, but it's also the front of a train that they
like
put
that
treads
weird,
on.
Yeah, that weird wedge in the front of
it. Yeah, they're like, ba-da-da-da-da.
They do the motto.
They do the whole thing. And they're like, oh, we want to steal all the Pokemon, so we have a plan. And Ash is like, oh, they stole the stuff.
I should have known that.
Oh, the people who are the only ones shown to be thieves so far are the thieves so far.
So they put the vacuum in the pool and they soak up all the water.
Yeah, and basically, I guess the plan is like, oh, we'll get all the water out and then the Pokemon will be left at the bottom of the pool, but that's stupid.
Yeah, Jesse says at some point, oh, water Pokemon have an advantage in the water, so we'll get rid of the water, but they're also sucking up the Pokemon that are in there. But
see,
like,
what they should have done
no
is
one was in the water.
They should have just put another. Well, there might have been. I mean,
the only Pokemon they get Seal, and somehow Pikachu got in there. I didn't see how because I was taking
a note. He's on the edge of the water, and they're like, oh no, what's happening? We got to stop this. And then one water hand, the water's doing a whirlpool thing, literally just like, my Pikachu. And just. It's just spinning around, and then all of a sudden, one little wave comes up, and he's like, whoop, and then Pikachu's gone. It's ridiculous. So, like, what they should have done is if there were a lot of Pokemon in here, which would make no sense, but if, let's say there were, because you can't...
Yeah, if they were just like, this is a gym, so I imagine you come here to also train Pokemon.
Right. So there should have been, on the other end, just water flying out and, like, a net that would catch all the Pokemon.
Yeah, instead they're sucking them into the machine.
and it spits out the back. There's like an exit hose because like I don't know. Seal like fine later. Like he just gets out.
This is a bad plan, Team Rocket.
It is.
As Seal is being sucked up, he's just spinning around, but he looks fine. He looks like he's having fun. He's yeah. Like, Seal.
And they're like, "What? You're loving this."
So as Pikachu is going through, Ash is like, "Wait a minute! Water conducts electricity. I remember that.
I learned
Brock.
Two things."
So he has Pikachu use Thunderbolt, which zaps all the water. And Team Rocket, but not the good guys.
No, somehow.
Even though Team Rocket's not in the water. No. It's like on the machine.
I mean, maybe it's because the electricity traveled up the machine.
They're on metal, which also conducts electricity.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
And they got them. They blasted off. Jake, what knocked them into the sky? Because I did not see that
either. Oh, so they fell into the water. Okay. And then they got sucked up in the hose. And they just shot out the hose outside. The reverse hose. The exit hose, if you will. They just shot out of it. All the water is doing this like arc. You know, like water does.
Yeah.
And Team Rocket is just launched. And Seal is like, goodbye. But like, Seal was in the same hose. So
he
like,
was.
I don't know what launched them. Like, I guess it just got a lot of horsepower
all of
a sudden.
Pikachu goes in there and also just comes out and lands.
Pikachu goes in and then Ash like scurries up the thing and like dives and hits the off lever.
Is he the off or like the reverse?
Maybe.
Because Pikachu gets spit out into, I think, Daisy's arms.
Yes, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he hit it in reverse.
Team Rocket, before they fall into the pool, makes some water puns about like coming clean and...
We're all washed up.
Blah, 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 blah. I love how...
Terrible.
I love how cheesy and awful they are.
Gross and bad, and I hate it.
So then we cut outside. Misty and Ash are like, "Oh, it's too bad we didn't get to finish our battle." And Ash is like, "Yeah, I didn't get a badge again." And then Daisy, I think, is like, "Oh, hold on. You could have this
You
badge.
Just have it. You did save everybody. And Misty, if you would have used Pikachu from the start, you would have died."
To be fair to Ash, he won the battle. The battle was, like, Starmie had 1 HP left.
Right.
And Pudge was ready to go.
By the wacky rules they established, he would have won.
Yeah.
So, yes.
But they don't mention that. All they mention is he has a Pikachu, so like he gets this Cascade badge.
Also, Misty's like, "Why don't I get the badge?" It's like, "Well, Misty, because you're the gym leader."
Yeah, you also lost the battle.
Yeah.
Like,
clearly. Unless she was like, "I still had Staryu."
Couldn't she just have one? She's a gym leader.
She's the gym leader of the Cascade Gym.
She can use it to identify herself.
Right. Yeah, Brock has like 40 of them, I guess.
Speaking of Brock, he comes walking down the path to the gym and Ash sees him and goes, "Yo, Brocko."
Brock's like, "Hey, man." And he's like, "Yo, Brocko."
Yo, Brocko's my favorite. I love it.
Brocko's modern life.
Brocko's modern life.
Oh, why? I hope he calls him Brocko a lot.
I hope that's a running thing.
I think it's very stupid, but I kind of love that they're friends.
So they walk off and Ash and Misty are just running a bunch of what-if scenarios on what could have happened in the battle.
Right.
And who would have won and who wouldn't have won. And that's the end of the episode. So what'd you think?
I enjoyed it. It's not...
This one was fun.
It was fun. It's not good. It's not like great television, but it was real fun. I love their ridiculous voices. That was my favorite part. It's just how no one coordinated. I think what they did is they told all three of the voice actresses Valley Girl, and that meant something different to each of them.
Yeah.
And then they just went with it, and I kind of love that.
Also, they're all sisters with Misty, and Misty does not sound
no.
like that.
Misty also, like, they all have long hair. Misty has short hair. They all are in swimsuits. Misty's not in a swimsuit. Like, she's in shorts and a shirt.
In the video game, she's in a swimsuit. But she also doesn't have any sisters. These are anime exclusive characters.
Yeah. And so, like, I like that she's the black sheep of the family, which is why she left. You know? So I like that part.
Take a lot of cues from that, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, I enjoyed the episode. It's not good quality television. There's some dumb stuff that happens, but it's just fun the whole time.
I love how dumb the anime is.
If the rest of the series can just be this fun, regardless of how dumb it is, I know that's not going to happen every time.
Yeah, less Dr. Butts and more water flowers.
Flower gardens or whatever. Yeah. What about you? What'd you think?
I loved it. So I loved Seal. I loved the goofiness of the Sensational Sisters.
Seal was pretty baller. Also, God, I just love Staryu so much.
Staryu is great.
He's like a cowboy. Why are you a cowboy, Staryu?
Like a cowboy ninja, though.
Yeah.
Like if a cowboy said, "Hiya!"
What a goof.
That's how it would be.
Yeah, I feel like the sound they make when they like...
Oh, like, "Hiya!"
Yeah, like they kick their horse, or they slap a cow's butt to
get
him a go.
I always thought "hiya" like karate.
No, I always went to cowboy with it, I guess. Two different kinds of people as well. But yeah, that's it.
That is it.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Tell them where they can find us.
PWG Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. You can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. If you're on iTunes and you want to give us a rating and review, we would appreciate it.
And we're also on Patreon if you want to head over to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh and kick us a couple of bucks. You'll get some cool stuff in return for that.
That's going to do it for us for today. I've been Jake.
I'm Josh. I did not catch the episode name for the next one, but we will see you there. But until then,
smell you later. Pokemon.